Now presenting.
And I'm so sick of people saying that love is just all a woman is fit for. I'm so sick of it.
The Cinema Chicks Podcast.
Maybe I'm one of those people that has always wanted to do it, but it's like a pipe dream.
Totally bug it.
Snap out of it.
Starring Hope Johansson.
I'm not a poet. I'm just a woman.
And Madeline Rancourt.
Yeah, call me Lady Bird like Christine. You said you would.
Hey, I'm Hope.
Hey, I'm Madeline.
And we are the Cinema Chicks.
Hope, I feel like my life does not revolve around the calendar year. It revolves around the award show season.
Award season, and it's upon us.
Mm-hmm. We just finally got the, I say finally, but I mean, but it comes out at the same time every year. But the 2023 Golden Globe Awards the nominations have been announced, and neither of us have looked at them because it's very exciting. And we got to hold off and we got to look at it together and yes. Discuss and share with the podcast. So here we go. Live reaction.
Drum roll, please.
The Cinema
Let's
Chicks.
Get into it.
The Golden Globes, I don't know. We have a lot of mixed feelings about. Sometimes they try and make the interesting choice that they're not going to get at the Oscars, or they're going to throw a curveball at us so that way we think it's the head for the Oscars and it's not. Or they're very corrupt, we will say.
Yeah.
This is also, I'm very interested because this is the year of Brendan Fraser and his renaissance and resurgence. And he was awfully wronged by the Hollywood Foreign Press and the people who run it and the Golden Globes and all of that. So also, they didn't show the Golden Globes last year.
Yeah.
So what are we doing now? I don't know. This is quite interesting. I don't know what we're going to get from it. I don't know yet what's nominated.
Right.
Is it going to be worth watching? I will watch it.
Oh, of course I'll watch it. The Golden Globes are always fun because it's the messy kickoff.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I love seeing drunk celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I am always just rooting for Tina Fey and Amy Poehler to host.
Yes.
Because they're always perfect and make a great night. Yeah. I think the Golden Globes are super fun, super silly.
Yeah.
And it feels a little like the superlatives in
high
school.
Yes.
You know, but for Hollywood. And it's more filmmakers and TV
broken down than the Oscars. You have drama versus comedy musical.
Yeah,
so,
a little more attention for everybody.
Yes. I feel like it lets the comedy and musical win something because usually they're not going to win against a drama because it's not like, oh my God, it's not heart-wrenching and it wasn't like a powerful story.
Right.
So it shed some light on that. So shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
Okay. I will start us off. We have Best Motion Picture Drama. I feel like I'm announcing them. People probably know what it is, but you know, we have Avatar, The Way of the Water, Elvis, The Fablemans, Tar, and Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun?
Yeah, I'm shocked about Top Gun, honestly. I mean, not
drama.
I'm like, was it a comedy?
I guess not, but I never in my life be like, Top Gun, my favorite drama.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was listening to an interview with Timothée Chalamet for Bones and All, and they asked him, what was your favorite movie of the year?
And he said Top Gun,
and I was very excited because I was at the theater when Timothée Chalamet was seeing Top Gun, so I was like, oh, it's because I was there.
Exactly.
Made it such an amazing film for you.
Exactly.
No kidding. But he did seem to enjoy it when I saw him there. Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like that's more – that and Avatar, I feel like, are more like
– yeah.
I don't want – most popular movie of the year or like
biggest
box office moment, cultural reset. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say it's the best movie, but
go off.
Okay.
I think Elvis, The Fablemans, and Tar are on the nose.
I'm feeling like for the Golden Globes, it'll be Elvis. If this is our, you know, selection for the Oscars, it'll be Tar.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking
an honorable mention for The Fablemans in my heart because I freaking love that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Or The Fable. Honestly, I think the I don't know. I feel like Golden Globes is a little more commercialized than like artsy Oscar moment.
True, but I feel like because it's Spielberg's, you know, little biopic moment, people might be like, we love you.
Yeah, true.
Award for Stevie because we love you. You know,
which like,
I could
love
see
him.
That happening.
Yeah, okay, I'm thinking Elvis or The Fablemans. That's my bet.
I agree with that. Mm. And moving on to Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama, we have Cate Blanchett for Tar, duh. Olivia Colman for Empire of Light, Viola Davis, The Woman King, Ana de Armas for Blonde, and Michelle Williams for The Fablemans. Personally,
I think Cate Blanchett.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I'm seeing what I've seen. Have not yet seen Empire of Light because I think it just Daughters coming out this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I did not see The Woman King either. Yeah, however, same. Like, Viola Davis can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. Did y'all see Tar? Like, come on. Kate's going to sweep, in my humble opinion.
I think Kate should definitely win. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if Michelle Williams wins.
I was going to say it wouldn't surprise me if Ana de Armas wins.
Yeah,
because I feel like they might give her a little consolation prize for being like, I'm sorry you drove yourself crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you pushed yourself to the point of insanity.
Which is what they might do with Austin Butler.
Yeah, that too.
Which
I'm sorry you changed the way you speak permanently.
Yeah. No, literally, he did an Actors on Actors interview with Janelle Monáe. And he was saying, like, well, okay, first of all, just listening to him, I was like, you still sound like Elvis. The press is done, honey. You don't have to keep doing it. Maybe he's still doing it. Yeah, he's still doing it for like the award show season, and then he's going to drop it. But he said he didn't see his family for 3 years. I was like, okay.
Bold choice, baby.
I just...
Method...
It's a bit...
Nobody ever likes the method actor.
Yeah, yeah. And Janelle was saying, like, you know, that's the hard thing is you miss out on things as an actor. You, like, people understanding your process and stuff like that and the sacrifices that you make, which is all valid. But I think that's, like, in my opinion, taking it a bit far. But also, hey, I did not ever play Elvis in a Baz Luhrmann film. And I don't think I could have gotten to that point. So maybe that's what was necessary to do that.
And you know what? God bless him for it.
God bless him. And you know what? I guess it paid off because for best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama, Austin Butler has a nomination for Elvis, Brendan Fraser has a nomination for The Whale, Hugh Jackman for The Son, Bill Nighy for Living, and Jeremy Pope for The Inspection.
I have to give it to Brendan Fraser. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm thinking Brendan Fraser. It's definitely between Brendan Fraser and Austin Butler.
Love and light to everybody
I would
else.
Love Brendan. Well, Brendan Fraser's not going to the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
So, but I would love to see him win, and I it's agree. Like, you know, middle finger to you.
Exactly.
Living, I don't know that.
I don't either. What is...
So I'm going to have to look at that. Jeremy Pope, so I saw The Inspection. I saw the world premiere. No, I mean, I did. But Jeremy Pope is incredible in that. I'm very excited for him because he is coming from Broadway, making this transfer to film and TV, and he's incredible in The Inspection. So if anything, I'm thrilled that he got a nomination. I don't think it's going to pick up from there, but I am very happy that he got that nomination. He's incredible. So if anything, I hope that gets him further along in his career.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's going to win up against who he's up against.
Right.
But yeah, I would love to see Brendan Fraser win.
Me too.
Yeah.
Moving on to Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, we have Babylon, The Banshees of Inisherin, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, and Triangle of Sadness. This is a stacked category, in my opinion.
I haven't seen The Banshees. I haven't seen Glass Onion. I also have not seen Babylon because it's not out yet. Okay, so I've seen Everything Everywhere All at Once and Triangle of Sadness. It'd be really fun to see Triangle of Sadness win. Also, extremely excited for Babylon because Damien Chazelle and everyone knows La La Land is a part of me. It's literally my personality.
Yep.
But I think Everything Everywhere All at Once deserves a win.
I'm
sorry if Glass Onion wins. I'm one of those people not a Knives Out girly. Sorry. Chris Evans in that sweater. Beautiful. Love. It's a good story. I'm just not really like a murder mystery kind of girl. I am in the way of like White Lotus, but otherwise not really. So I'm thinking, I've heard Babylon is very a love letter to cinema.
I've heard a lot of mixed reviews about Babylon.
Yeah, I've heard that the plot is kind of wishy-washy. It's kind of, you know, it's 3 hours long. So it sounds like it's a bit drawn out, but I've heard the performances are good. I would like to see Everything Everywhere All at Once win.
Agreed.
Also would be really exciting for the Daniels. Also really exciting for this cast of diverse actors. And I would love to see that get some notice, especially because it came out, I think, back in March.
It was like March or April.
So I would love to, you know, have that was similar with Get Out. You know, it came out early in the season where it's like, oh, the award shows just happened and now like we're into the next season. This is going to get forgotten. I even feel that with Elvis. I mean, I'm like, oh, that was a bit far away.
It's like, oh my God.
This summer. I don't remember June. So yeah, I'd like Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Me too.
For best performance by an actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy, we have Leslie Manfield for Miss Harris Goes to Paris, Margot Robbie for Babylon, Anya Taylor-Joy for The Menu, Emma Thompson and Good Luck to You, Leo Grande, and Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Interesting category.
I did not think Good Luck to You with Emma Thompson was this year. Like, I feel like that's been sitting on Hulu for like a century.
I know.
Like, it's one of those that I've been like meaning to watch, but it's like on Hulu and I'm like, oh yeah, I'll watch it eventually. Anya Taylor-Joy... Okay, I wanted to see The Menu because, like, I enjoy Anya Taylor-Joy, but it just seemed like it gave old energy, like, of, like, ooh, this will be a good horror, but then it's kind of, like, tacky.
Yeah.
But I heard people liked it. My coworker saw it, and they were raving about it. So I don't know. My vote is Michelle, obviously.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
She
question.
Needs to win. I think she will win. I feel like at least A24, like, they're still posting about her. They made a really exactly. smart choice posting. I don't know. They've just been posting more footage about it. And I think it's getting people excited again about it and being like, yeah, this needs to be recognized. So I'm rooting for it in every category.
Same, same. Moving on to best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy, we have Diego Calva for Babylon, Daniel Craig, Glass Onion, Knives Out Mystery. I really hate that they have to say Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
Like, just
draw now.
Call it whatever.
Call it Glass Onion. It's fine. Anyway, Adam Driver for White Noise, Colin Farrell for Banshees of Inisherin, and Ralph Fiennes, The Menu. Interesting category.
Adam Driver for White Noise is reminding me of White Noise. So
yeah, why is that not getting any noms? Are we really hating it that much?
Well, it's interesting because I don't think it's not out yet. I saw it at the New York Film Festival. And I would think that would be nominated in
comedy.
I would say, right? I mean, he's nominated for comedy, so I guess so. But yeah, I'm really surprised that didn't get a nomination.
Well, I guess it's more exciting
for Noah Baumbach, Netflix.
Yeah, but exciting for Triangle of Sadness because I feel like
that's the slot it probably would have fallen into. Yeah, that's
interesting.
True.
Well,
I guess The Banshees is good because I mean, I need to see it.
Well, it's also a playwright as the screenwriter.
Also Noah Baumbach
and Greta. What the hell?
I mean, they're gonna come back for Barbie.
We're just waiting for Barbie. This is a filler. White Noise is a filler for Barbie.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm really interested to talk to you about White Noise. So we will eventually.
Yes.
But I've heard Diego Calva is really great. I was actually talking to my audition teacher last night, a professor, and she was saying how he got this from a self-tape and how, you know, he's literally side by side.
Dreams do come true.
Yeah, he's side by side with Margot Robbie and Brad Pitt. So I'm rooting for him. I think that would just really launch him. And I've heard he's really good at
it. Yes, that'd be really cute. I do like Ralph Fiennes, so I think it would be kind of silly if he... one and again I've heard really good things about him in The Menu,
yeah,
but definitely rooting for Diego, hands down.
Myself as well. Skipping a little bit ahead, best performance by an actress in a supporting role in any motion picture, we have Angela Bassett for Black Panther Wakanda Forever, Carrie Condon for The Banshees of Inisherin, Jamie Lee Curtis for Everything Everywhere All at Once, Dolly Dion for Triangle of Sadness, and Carey Mulligan for She Said.
Love Carey Mulligan, always rooting for her, definitely not going to her.
Yeah, definitely not going to her. I've been seeing people are not thrilled, Jamie Lee Curtis, that Everything Everywhere All at Once is pushing her and not...
The daughter.
Yeah, I'm upset about that, actually. Yeah. So I don't want Jamie Lee Curtis to win, sorry.
Well,
I like Jamie Lee Curtis, but
yeah,
like...
Yeah, nothing against her, but...
No.
I don't think she was I don't think what she did was groundbreaking. Anyway.
Oh! I'm sorry, I got distracted because I'm looking ahead and I'm seeing nominations for The Good Nurse and I'm wondering where Jessica Chastain is.
Yo.
So I'm upset about that. No. Okay. I'm not going to be. It's okay. Jessica, she won the Oscar last year, but I need more for her. Okay.
It's okay. She can have a break here. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think this category probably should go to, again, haven't seen Banshees of Inisherin, so maybe Carrie Condon is gonna snag it, but I feel like it's probably gonna go to either Angela Bassett or Dolly De Leon.
I would like to see Dolly De Leon.
That would be a cool little moment. But also, like, Angela Bassett is such a queen, you know?
That too. Yes.
Moving on to best performance by an actor in a supporting role in any motion picture, we have Brendan Gleeson, Banshees of Inisherin, Barry Keoghan, Banshees of Inisherin, Brad Pitt, Babylon, Ke-Huy Quan, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Eddie Redmayne for The Good Nurse. Well, I'm glad he's getting some recognition for playing a psycho.
I want Eddie Redmayne to win. No. I'm sorry. I'm screaming. Very passionate.
It's heated.
No. I want the dad from Everything Everywhere All at Once to win.
Yes, absolutely.
Obviously. He's precious.
Yeah, there's no question about that. It has to be Ke Huy Quan.
It's decided. For Best Director of a Motion Picture, we have James Cameron for Avatar, The Way of the Water, The Daniels for Everything Everywhere All at Once, Baz Luhrmann for Elvis, Martin McDonagh for The Banshees of Inisherin, and Steven Spielberg for The Fabelmans. My guess is Baz or Steven. I would love to see The Daniels win, though. Because how do you even direct Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Exactly.
Like literally, we talked about this in the episode. Like you show up to set and you're like, what universe are we in? What are we doing? What are the concepts of this?
Is today hot dog finger day?
No, literally. So I would love to see
The Daniels.
Yeah, I'm surprised Todd Field isn't nominated for Tar.
Yeah, for directing. For real.
I don't know. Maybe they thought it was like a little too straight cut. But I mean, I feel like that is the energy of Tar. Like, that's her character, and that's how it would.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's going to be Baz Luhrmann.
Yeah.
I would prefer if it would be the Daniels. James Cameron needs to leave.
Yeah.
Moving on to Best Screenplay Motion Picture, we've got Todd Field for Tar, the Daniels for Everything Everywhere All at Once, Martin McDonagh, Banshees of Inisherin, Sarah Polley for Women Talking, and Steven Spielberg and Tony Kushner for The Fablemans.
I want the Daniels to win. Every category. I would like Everything Everywhere All at Once to win.
Right, because it's so groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. I would hope the Daniels would win. I've heard Women Talking.
How do you even write that?
Amazing.
I've heard it's really good.
My fave, Frances McDormand and Claire Foy and
Jesse Buckley.
Yeah.
I hate the color grading. I hate it.
They're women suffering, Madeline.
Well, it looks like a undergrad film student. Did the color grading. And not even that. I've seen better. But it's giving that. And I texted my friend Reagan because she's literally seen it. I think she went to 3 different festivals to see it.
Wow.
She's a big Jesse Buckley fan. And I texted her after I like first saw the trailer in theaters because I like, you know, wanted to give it the chance. And I texted her immediately after and was like, your joke, like, does it change? Is it like a little, is it a little woman moment where like they're going to change it? No, it doesn't. So she was like, yeah, that is the downfall of it. And I'm like, I can't watch something that is ugly. Sorry. I would like the Daniels to win.
Yeah, the Daniels. Yeah. Honorable mention for the Fabelmans too, though, because
yes.
It was really good.
Always. Best original score of a motion picture. I wasn't going to mention this, but like a lot of my faves are nominated. We have Carter Burwell for The Banshees of Inisherin. Alexander Desplat, my favorite, for Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. Hildur Guttadauer for Woman Talking. Justin Horowitz for Babylon. And John Williams for The Fabelmans.
Oh my gosh.
My vote is Justin Horowitz because he did La La Land and I love him. And
his trumpets. His trumpets always go so hard.
And just like, okay, literally I was talking to my roommate today about Babylon and I was like trying to like, which I think she did know, but like I have a tendency of mansplaining movies to people.
Yeah.
Hence why I have a podcast about it. But I was like, you know, it's the trailer. Like I was trying to tell her about it. And I was like, and I made the trumpet noises. And she's like, yes. So I'm like, okay, already iconic. My vote is that. And it's what? Almost 7 years since La La Land. And the score is still my alarm clocks. And my roommates since freshman year have hated me because it's at 6 a.m. But that's what I enjoy, and that's how I want to start my day is with Justin. So, Justin, I'm rooting for you. Also love John Williams. Also love Alexander. So, yeah, it's a toss-up.
Yeah, that's a stacked category.
As far as the TV category, you know, we do talk about TV a little bit on here. We'll just, you know, throw in some honorable mentions. I'm happy Severance is nominated for a drama.
Yeah, I just started watching it. It's
really interesting concept.
Fascinating concept. I also big fan of The Crown. I think I've talked about it multiple times.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the new season yet, so bad on me for that.
I'm excited for Zendaya. Kind of surprised about Hilary Swank for Alaska Daily, just because like
an ABC, like
that, exactly
a network
like
show,
I see that on
exciting.
Like little
like
no.
Subway.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I thought that was not, but I don't know. It's funny. The TV nominations always throw me for a loop because I'm like Ozark again, and then I'm like,
is it
oh
not
yeah,
over?
It's. It, I mean, yeah, Yellowstone. I'm not surprised. People eat that shit up.
I also
Abbott Elementary. I'd love to see Wednesday. Interesting. I mean, I know people are loving it, but
yes,
just exciting.
Yeah, I guess I was more into the comedy side of TV this year. I love every show that's nominated. Abbott Elementary, The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
I watched The Bear in one day.
Mm-hmm.
One afternoon, I just sat and watched that entire thing, ate it up. Hacks is also awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Only Murders in the Building, big fan. It's literally three of my favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Wednesday yet, but, you know, the girlies are eating it up.
Yeah, they are.
I did love The Old Man. I'm happy Jeff Bridges.
Oh yes, I remember you saying that.
Has a nomination.
Yeah,
that was a really, really
okay. Yes,
interesting.
Where's Jessica Chastain? I heard she got a nomination, and it took everything in me.
Oh, but we do have Bill Hader for Barry. I am a big.
That's still on.
I'm a big Barry.
Okay.
Lover.
Donald Glover for Atlanta. Atlanta's ending, and I have a soft spot in my heart for Donald Glover. So yeah. He's also going to – he has a new TV show, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I think it's for Amazon Prime. That was supposed to be with Phoebe Waller-Bridge, but then she left it for creative differences with Donald Glover, so that's interesting. But
what's the beef?
I know. Well, I was an extra on that show, which I don't really like doing extra work anymore, but I did it because I wanted to see Donald Glover, and I was not disappointed, and it was kind of like overnight, and in between all of his takes, he – slept in a Tesla.
Period.
Yeah, so that was fun. White Lotus, thrilled to see it. Not happy about the Dahmer, Jeffrey Dahmer story.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy that. Why is that not?
Jessica Chastain for George and Tammy. I've heard it's kind of soapy. I don't have Showtime, and I'm sorry, Jessica. I know you keep posting that I can do a 30-day trial.
With your code. Too.
Okay, so Jessica, I promise I'll join. Okay.
I will watch it.
I'll watch it.
Julie Garner for Inventing Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
Lily James, Julia Roberts, Amanda Seyfried.
I thought they all got this like last. Oh, that was the Emmys.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I thought they already went through their award show season. That was like one season shows. Okay.
Right. But that's, because the Golden Globes are weird because it's like actual calendar year and not award.
Oh, and The Staircase. See, all of this feels so long ago.
Right? I know. But again, very exciting. Love Taron Egerton. Love Andrew Garfield. Colin Firth. Come on. Mm. Jennifer Coolidge. Claire Danes.
Forgot about Under the Banner of Heaven.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a lot going on in TV. And honestly, too much for me because the movies, I'm like, wow, I've seen all of these. And TV, I'm like, I've seen none of it. So I have some catching up to do there. Let's talk about the total of nominations for the distributor. Searchlight Pictures has 12, A24, 10, yay. Netflix, 9, Paramount Pictures, 7, Universal, 7, Disney, 5, Focus, 4. You get the point. Anyways,
Searchlight at the top is
interesting. Movie has one king. Anyways, I'm excited. This is looking very interesting. I think we're going to have some tight categories. I think this is going to be one of those years that it's not necessarily a clear winner. I mean, definitely for Best Actor. I think Best Picture is also a toss-up. I think it's going to be one of those where we see at one award show season, maybe Brendan Fraser wins. We see at the next, Austin Butler wins. Yep. It all depends. I think it's going to keep us on our toes, which I'm excited. Another award show season. And every year I'm excited. And then I'm like, I can't imagine. Like, these are the movies of the year. Oddly, I can't even imagine what's next year going to be. And there's more exciting things coming then. So we're going to keep you updated on all the award show season per usual. And we're excited for the Golden Globes. Even though I want to boycott it, I am a fiend for them.
Yep. I will still be watching January 10th.
And on that note, that's a wrap.
Thanks so much for listening to today's bonus episode. If you enjoyed, you can rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow us on Instagram at The Cinema Chicks and on TikTok at Cinema Chicks.
And if you want to be friends, you can follow me on Instagram at Madeline Daisy Rancourt and on Letterboxd at Madeline Daisy.
Or you can follow me on Instagram at Hope Johansson and on Letterboxd at H Joha. Thanks for listening.
I'm so glad we had that talk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.